You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Profit doesn't happen by chance, it happens by design. Let's dig in. I have a very interesting guest today, and we are going to be talking about lots of stuff about alignment and how things in one part of your life can also fit the other part of your life. We compartmentalize a lot, but today we're going to talk about how to bring it all together with our guest, Dale Young. Welcome, Dale.
Well, thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, thanks. Let me tell you a little bit about Dale Young. He is a coach who has spent decades as a business and tech executive before discovering what faithful entrepreneurs truly need: alignment between faith and business. A six-time number one best-selling author, certified Gallup Strengths coach, and working genius facilitator, Dale now guides entrepreneurs to clear direction, fulfilling results, and joyful peace. His new book, The Power of Aligning Your Faith in Business, delivers the proven keys, his calling is simple: to inspire your calling. Welcome, Dale.
Yeah, it's so good to be here.
Well, I love the topic that we're talking about today, because whenever I grew up and started working in business, there were taboo subjects. You couldn't talk about religion. You couldn't talk about politics. You couldn't talk about sports. Any of those three things could get you in trouble. And whenever I started networking and getting out to know people, I noticed that the line between spiritual and business started to blur a lot. And I found that very interesting, because when I worked in a business environment, in a nonprofit office environment, there were certain things that you just didn't talk about. And as entrepreneurs, we have a little bit more freedom. In fact, we have all the freedom, because the businesses that we're building are our businesses, and they should reflect who we are and what we believe in. And that is a trend that is, to me, new. It's been going on for a while, but that is a change in direction. And honestly, the younger people don't even care. They talk about everything that they want to talk about. And old people like me, I'm like, oh, can we talk about that now?
Well, absolutely. It's been getting, I call it a lack of filters for the younger generation. They just don't have the same filters that us older folks do, you know. So, yeah, I think it is. And I think it's actually a welcome change. There's really no reason why we can't talk about these things in business. And there's actually really good reasons why we should talk about them.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that it's important for all business owners, especially people who have not, who are older, and we still have those lanes that we think we have to stay out of. And some people do choose to stay out of them. But a lot of times, and the way that the economies are growing, is that people are aligning themselves with businesses that align with their beliefs, that align with their morals and values. So if you are quiet about those things, then your people who are looking for alignment can't find you.
Absolutely. And I mean, it goes back to Simon Sinek with the whole start with why. You have to have your why out there. Why are you even in business? And so if you know why you're in business, and in my case, it's my business is to honor and glorify God. And so if that's why I'm in business, I have to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love this, that new conversations are happening around faith, around spirituality and business. And they've always talked about sports and in business, though not sports teams. I'll tell you, I'm one of those people, and occasionally I'll use a sports analogy to explain something. However, I'm one of those people, if the entire presentation is about sports, I disconnect, because I'm just like, I'm just not that into sports. But if you are, that's where you need to be. Like, be who you are, be authentic in that.
Absolutely. Be who you are because everybody else is taken.
That's right. So Dale, talk to us a little bit about, well, let's first start with your book. You have a book coming out, and I'd love to dive into that because I want to make sure we have time for that.
Okay. Well, the title is The Power of Aligning Your Faith in Business, and the subtitle is The Proven Way to Clear Direction, Fulfilling Results, and Joyful Peace. And that's really what I'm promising is that you're going to have a set of steps that will get you to that clear direction. Everybody wants clarity, right? Everybody wants direction. Which way do I go? How do I get there? All that sort of stuff. Clear direction, fulfilling results. It's not just about the results that you're getting. Maybe you're getting $1 million, but you're burnt out because of it, or your marriage is about to dissolve, or something like that. You want fulfilling your results. You want results that satisfy in all areas. And then you want joyful peace because Jesus didn't come here. When he was leaving the disciples, he says, "My peace I leave with you." And I believe joy is one of the greatest ways to get to peace. And
Yeah,
by the
absolutely.
way, gratitude is the best way to get to joy. So as long as you do your gratefulness journal every day, you're going to get you the joy, and that's going to get you to the peace.
I love that. I love that journey in being grateful, because when you spend all your time complaining and everything's frustrating, I have started working on eliminating certain words in my vocabulary, my self-talk. One of them is hate. I hate this TV show, or I hate this flavor of potato chips, or like, and I just have gotten into a habit of using that word as, anything that annoys me. And I don't really hate those things. They just annoy me. So elevating that kind of thing, how you're talking to yourself and the kinds of words that you're using, and, looking at your life in gratitude as opposed to in complaint is so powerful.
Absolutely. Language is so powerful, and that's what I've learned. I've been working with a branding coach, and he's helped me put this book together. And language is so important to him. He'll use all these things, but it's been one of those things that I was not aware of how often I used not. Okay. And the brain actually has problems processing that not. Okay. So any negatives or whatever, the brain just doesn't comprehend it right off the bat. And so I've made an intention in the book to write, try and rewrite all the sentences from using not to getting rid of it, putting in the positive form.
I love that. Yeah, I we don't have time today to go into all the words that I'm working on eliminating. Try is one of them. In case you hear me say working on, that's my new placeholder for try. And yeah, it's really powerful. I firmly believe that words create our reality, and I think that's backed up in the Bible, right? In the
Yep.
beginning was the word, and the word was God. It's
Absolutely.
right there in the very beginning. So we need to be careful about what we say. I
So
was
what?
ready to go on three more rabbit trails. That's why I hesitated.
Well, I was going to say one of the big things about the book, and it really gets in chapter one, what's the problem? And the problem is what I call separate worlds. Okay. A lot of people have faith and business in separate worlds. Okay. And we can all look to the example of the entrepreneur that goes to church on Sunday, but then doesn't think about God the rest of the week. That's a separate world problem, right? But I call that the left end of the bell curve. Okay, those are the tail, the long tail, so to speak. Okay, and then there's the people in the middle that do a pretty good job of bringing faith and work together. I think anybody can do it better. None of us are ever going to be perfect with that. But even me writing a book, and now I've found so many ways that I need to align my faith and business even better all the time. But then there's the other end. There's the right end of the bell curve. And these are the people that are so spiritual that they never actually focus on the business side. They're the people that, oh, well, I gotta give that away because I can't charge for that. God gave me that gift. I can give it on. type of thing. Well, maybe he gave you that gift so that you can build a business, so that you can give that gift out to a whole bunch of other people, you
Yeah,
know?
and there is a truth about, your gift. When you give it to someone, you're giving away a piece of you, even if it's easy for you. It is an energetic exchange, and you can't have an exchange unless you accept something back. So giving all of the time is also pouring out of your cup, and it's got to be filled back up with something else as well.
Absolutely. You can't pour from an empty cup.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more. Before we got on, you said you were sort of at the intersection of two places. Talk to us about that.
Well, there's a lot of business coaches that if you come to them with a faith problem, they'll deal with it, right? And there's a lot of spiritual coaches that if you come to them with a business problem, they'll deal with it, okay? I don't believe that you can deal with them separate. Okay. And so I want to be sitting in that intersection between faith and business all the time. And so I treat business problems as a faith problem, and I treat faith problems as a business problem.
I love that. I've not heard that before. That's amazing. So tell us a little bit about, like, what, how would, if I came to you and I said, oh, well, I'm struggling with sales in my business. How
Okay.
would you just roughly talk around that?
Well, first, I want to get to know you because, first of all, I can't deal with somebody just from a first statement, right? I need to
Right.
know about you. And I believe that you need to know about you even more than what I need to know about you. Okay. So, one of the first things I do is I see how your faith is grounded. One of my favorite verses is Romans 11:29, for the gifts and talents of the Lord are irrevocable. Okay, so he's given you gifts, he's given you talents. Okay, he's not going to take them away. They're irrevocable. Doesn't mean you're going to find them just naturally.
That's
Okay,
true. Yeah.
sometimes you have to look for them. Sometimes you have to dig for them. Sometimes you have to mine for them. It's sometimes, and it's a voyage of self-discovery lots of times. And so you come to me, I'm going to find out where you are in that process. If you've already done a lot of that mining, you already know your gifts and talents, we move on to the next step, right? Okay. But maybe the sales problem is because your marketing is non-existent. Okay. I'll help you fix the marketing at that point. Maybe your sales are non-existent because you don't ask for the value of what you're trying to deliver. That's a worth problem. Am I worthy to ask for that kind of price? That's a much deeper kind of issue.
Oh, I love that. Sorry, my brain is just racing right now with the that we do talk about things, that people have money mindset issues and that kind of thing, but that, that it is a worth and spiritual kind of element is not something that I've heard very often.
Well, absolutely, because if you don't feel worthy, you're not going to charge what you're worth.
Right.
And guess what? If you're a Christian, you're a child of the true King of the universe. What is that worth? If you're a Christian, Jesus died for you. What is that worth? That's worth a lot just by itself. So just by you existing and breathing, you're worth a lot. And hey, even if you're not a Christian, God still created you. That's worth a lot right there. So, you got to get over this worth problem one way or the other, And I'm not a mindset coach in that sense. I'll help you think through it yourself, but I've got plenty of mindset coaches that can get you through that pretty quickly. Okay. And that's something else. I know my lane. My lane is to help business and to help faith, right?
Yeah.
And if you all you want is help with a business problem, I'm probably not the right person. But if you've gone to 10 other business coaches and they haven't helped you, maybe I am.
Yeah. And I think that it's really interesting working with people. I recently was working with one of my clients, and every effort to sort of dig into things a little bit deeper beyond the business side, like what's causing this, was, oh no, I'm fine. Oh no, I'm fine. And it was really interesting that that was not something she was willing to sort of lean into. And we still got her through. We did the project we were working on. However, it was just interesting to observe how much it was like, no, I deflection of that's not part of the problem. And I think business owners need to understand that it's all everything. We are not like I can't cut off part of my body and that's the business part of my body. It's all one body and it's all
Right.
interwoven.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can't put on a mask. Be yourself. Everybody else is taken, right? If you're trying to be like somebody else, well, that's not a role that you're meant to fulfill. That's not way the way you were designed. It's not the way that God created you. I say it's not the way you're wired. If you're wired to do these kinds of things, trying to do those kinds of things isn't going to work very well. Okay. And so, yeah, I mean, but if they're convinced that they need to go do those kinds of things, it's going to be hard to unconvince them without them taking a good hard look at themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this. This conversation is so great. And I want to make sure that we get your gift in because you do have a gift for our listeners.
Right. My gift is a free spiritual gifts assessment. Probably there's tons and hundreds, and probably every church out there has them. This one is a little bit more extensive than most of the ones I've seen, and I've seen a lot of assessments. I actually in 2020 wrote a book about assessments, so I can say I wrote the book on it.
I love that.
yeah. So this is a spiritual gifts assessment. It's got 17 different types of gifts. I think something like 8 questions for each one. So it does take a while to get through. But the good part about it is once you take the assessment, I will personally look at it and I'll record a video with what I see about it, along with anything else I find about you out on the internet. So if you're an entrepreneur and I see something in LinkedIn about you, or I see something, somewhere else, YouTube or something, I'll look at all that and I'll give you my expert thing about, well, this looks like it may be out of place, or it looks like maybe you're not really using this gift in your business or whatever. And so I call it the first step to aligning your faith and business, because it's kind of one of the very first things you need to know. Who are you? It's a big part of who you are. Gifts, right? Talents then gets into, I do a lot of Clifton Strengths work, and that's a very deep dive into actual talents. They actually call each of them a talent. And so that's a more expensive, more involved type thing. Working Genius is a great intermediate between the two of them because it tells you how you approach work. I love this analogy. Your DISC or your Myers-Briggs, that's the noun part of the sentence. Your Working Genius is the verb part.
I like that. Yeah, that's really
Yeah.
cool. That's actually a very generous gift. Thank you, Dale. It's not just the tool, but you're also throwing in a video that you are doing some research on everybody who takes this assessment. And that's like a step further, and that's really impressive. Thank you so much for that generous gift. And if you would like to get that gift, here's what you need to do. You need to go to profitconnectors.club. That's our portal. That's our club for our everyone who is a listener of the Profit Connections podcast. So it's profitconnectors.club is the URL. Just go in. It's free to join. And inside, you can get Dale's gift, all the contact information, all his information. And in addition to Dale's information, you get all the podcasts that we've done and all the gifts from those speakers as well. So check that out at profitconnectors.club. Now, I have a question for you, Dale. What is the most unexpected experience that made you adjust your approach to your business?
I could talk about several things in the past, but let's talk about the one that was most recent. And the most recent was I talked about the left side of the bar of the bell curve with the more secular people, and I talked about the right side. When I first was writing the book, I had not considered the right side of the bell curve. Okay. And somebody was saying something about it, and I said, that is a really good point. What I've come up with in the book of the way to bring all this together and the destination. I named the destination the complete and aligned success, and I explain why I named that it that in the book and that whatever. But the destination is here. It works for both of them. Okay, it works for both sides of the bell curve. But I was really inspired to add another appendix, and the title of the appendix is Jesus, History's Most Successful Entrepreneur.
I love that.
And that just kind of put a capstone on the book for me. It just kind of like, okay, this has got a lot more broad reach. Everybody kind of hears that title, they laugh at it, and they kind of get it. But do they really get it? You know, Jesus ran a funded ministry, and Jesus had a treasure.
He did. He did indeed.
You know, so I mean, you think about that kind of stuff. He had enough funds that somebody had to take care of the funds part time or a full time or something. So yeah, so it's something to consider, especially for those people on the right end of the bell curve.
And I love how that, you've brought both those concepts together, because I don't think I've ever thought of Jesus as an entrepreneur, I'll be honest. And that is exactly your branding, your model that is perfectly in alignment with who you are and what you're doing and what you're putting out into the world. That was beautifully done. I love that.
Well, thank you. I had not considered it was the most surprising, but it has actually worked out really nice because that gave me seven appendices. I had seven chapters already, and now I'm launching the book on the seventh.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you all the best luck with the book. And when that is, do you know when it's coming out?
April 7th, 2026.
Okay.
I'm not sure
Not sure
when.
when this podcast will be released, but if it's after April 27 or April 7, April 27th,
Seventh.
7, April 7th, it will be available on Amazon. Yes.
Yes.
All right, good. It'll be available on Amazon, and we will endeavor to go back into the portal and add a link to that book as well. We've had several authors whose books are coming out recently, so I'd love to add that to our portal so that you can find their books there as well. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dale. This was an amazing conversation. I really do admire where you're putting yourself in the entrepreneur's path, and I think that it's going to resonate with a lot of our listeners.
I certainly hope so, because God put it on my heart to get this out, and you know, and it's like you got to get it out now. It's out. It needs to be out now, type of thing. And I'm going, okay. I don't know why, but okay. I'm interested to see what happens after I get it out.
Well, good job on following that leading and doing what God's called you to do. Thank you so much, Dale. And remember out there, entrepreneurs, build with clarity, lead with purpose. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'll see you next time. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.